The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The number one hit music station.
What are you wooing about? It's a Wednesday. My kids have had no school all week and they're driving me bananas.
Okay, I'm just excited because tomorrow's Thanksgiving and we get to eat Thanksgiving.
And I'm excited because I'm going to drink tonight.
I guess so. It has been a week. It's been a long week. I love kids. I love. But when you're around them like all the time, man, nobody warns you about that.
I don't mind it.
Oh, okay. Must be nice.
Well, also, we have the little ones in their daycare, so.
And it's open this week?
Yeah.
Lucky son of a.
I feel like I won the lottery.
Wow.
Jess, you're going out tonight?
I am,
Where are you going?
To some bars in Salinas, probably, or Monterey.
Is this because Blackout Wednesday, which is tonight, big drinking night, everybody comes back into town, back to the hometown. Is this a hometown hero night for you? Because, like, where you're going to take a victory lap? Like, I'm on the JV show now, and I live in the Bay Area, and you guys are in Salinas. Is it one of those moments?
Sure.
Does it feel like
that,
honestly?
No. It doesn't. Well, it doesn't because I don't know that I ever really run into a lot of people that I know, to be honest.
But the night before Thanksgiving, the who's who. You're gonna run into all the high school Harrys, all the hometown heroes.
Then if I do, then yes. So I need to pop out in like a really cute outfit.
Yeah, you need to flex.
I need to flex.
Yeah, flex on them. There's a certain number of years that when you go back to your hometown, because I remember this when I'd go back to Napa, like when I was in college and stuff. And yeah, you feel like, wow, look at me. I don't live here anymore. And you would see everybody. And then as the years go by, you'd go out and be like, there ain't nobody. Nobody cares anymore.
Or you don't recognize anybody anymore. Now when I go out, I'm like, oh my God.
What happened to you?
I mean, I'm only 27 and a half, so still peak, like, see everybody. But yeah, it starts to dwindle a little bit.
I could see that. And then tomorrow, Thanksgiving, obviously, I'm catching a flight right after this.
Whoa.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Boston.
And I am nervous because every year, AAA is like busiest traveling ever.
It is.
Yeah, dealing with that with the kids is not something I'm looking forward to.
I think Thanksgiving week is, regardless of them saying, this is the busiest one ever, which it will be, but that's just because there's more people and, you know, population is growing. Of course, it's a busier travel weekend than it was in, you know, 1950. There's like twice as many people in this country. But I think it's Thanksgiving week is actually the busiest travel week of the year, right?
Yes.
So I think, like, I don't care if it's the busiest one or not. It's always going to be nightmare travel. So good luck with that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You have to wrangle all the kids to the airport too?
Yep.
You're missing that flight, guaranteed.
No,
flight to your own wedding.
Don't manifest that.
I still cannot believe you did that, Selena.
When she missed a flight to her own wedding.
How do you miss a flight to your own wedding?
I forgot about that.
That blew my mind.
Oh my.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It actually is really hard. Wrangling all the kids to catch a flight.
Trust me.
The wedding, we were drinking a lot the night before.
It's hard enough to make it to a flight just with your own, with a suitcase,
with
just you and a suitcase. And imagine when you have to, Jess, I'm telling you, traveling with kids, don't ever do it. It's awful.
But
it is like you have to allot like an extra 2 hours. I think I need to leave it this time, go 2 hours before that time.
Yeah.
Because that's how long it's going to take.
So wish me luck, everyone.
Good luck, Selena. Yes. You can do it.
And,
we believe in you.
Happy Wednesday to you. We're going to talk We're going to talk Thanksgiving a lot on today's show, obviously. It's Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Wednesday. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We're talking a lot of Thanksgiving, but let's just take a quick break from that really quick.
Okay.
Do you guys agree with this? According to new research, video games can actually be good for you when it comes to like prepping for jobs and careers.
Like preparing you for the real world?
Yeah.
Like, playing Grand Theft Auto?
Let me lay this out. There is a study that found, you know, even though gaming often gets a bad rep, that a lot of the skills that you learn while gaming, you can actually use in the real world, like problem solving, teamwork, leadership, even self-confidence.
Who wrote this? A gamer?
How do you guys feel about this?
I don't know, and I often wonder about the effects, because my kid, you get him in front of a video game and he is locked in. The one thing it does not teach him how to do is blink. You walk in and that kid's eyes are just watering. He won't blink. It's like he's so locked
That's
in.
That's creepy.
He's like so locked into the screen. You could just tell, like, you've been playing too long. His like eyes are all like watering. Like, his face looks weird. I'm like, dude, take a breath. Start blinking. I don't know. Is it giving him valuable life skills and confidence? I don't know. I think it's the opposite.
I want to say no, but people who game and are like living in the real world and they have jobs and stuff, they say that that playing video games has given them more patience, perseverance, more encouragement to like do more things.
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say people were playing before job interviews or all that just to like release some anxiety or something, just to kind of get your mind off.
No, they slapped the hand for that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Couple times to be extra relaxed and extra focused. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think back to the times that like I was really into video games, you know, in my adult life. And the only thing it did was make me angry and want to yell and throw my controller. Because, you know, you're playing online, you're just talking smack
right,
to people.
And that's why I think the opposite, because you're not dealing with real people. You could have all these qualities and show them while you're on the game, but then you put you in a job setting and you just clam up because now you're facing actual human beings and you don't know how to act.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want through that little microphone. No right. repercussions. And online video gameplay brings out the worst in people. That's the worst piece of society. Racism, sexism, everything is alive and well on there.
Benefits from this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Hey, but no offense if you're a gamer. I love that for you.
Oh, dude, the best. I'm sure everything's going to work out great.
Yeah, yep. Great qualities.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We're talking about food.
Yeah, a lot of food talk. Obviously, Thanksgiving food-based, but I want to steer away from that for a minute, because I don't know if you guys saw Kraft Heinz announce they are launching a brand new flavor of Kraft mac and cheese.
I saw this.
New flavor alert, and it is everything bagel. Now,
I don't like it.
Look, I'm going to read you the line from this article that I read about it, because I've got just a couple questions. It says, Kraft Heinz has announced the launch of an everything bagel flavored version of their best-selling macaroni and cheese, reportedly in response to fan demand. But noodle nuts will have to work pretty hard for their dinner. What are noodle nuts? Because I have an idea. What's
an idea
a noodle
too.
Nut?
That's what happens in the winter, right? When it gets really cold?
No, that's a shrinking noodle nut. What are noodle nuts? Because I think I know.
What?
Anyway, never mind. Moving on. Noodle nuts. So what they're saying in this article is that, look, like many of these flavor releases that we see, it's not a widespread release. You're not going to see it on every store shelf.
I hate when they do that.
Which leads me to believe, like, you're a coward as a food brand. Like, if you really think you've created something good, put that ish out for everybody to try. Put it on all the store shelves. And like, well, it's only available online. Wow. You're only going to be able to order for 5 days on Walmart's website, you know, on Black Friday from this time to this. It's like, stop it. Then don't make this big announcement and get us to try to talk about it if no one's going to actually get to try the thing. If you think you've made a good new flavor, put that out. Put some respect on it.
Part of me wonders if they're even creating this at all, because when it's only available online, they could easily be like, oh, it's sold out, and not even have to put it out. And they're just doing this for the clout.
And then nobody even talks about it, reviews it or anything.
There are some people that maybe got their hands on the box, that's what she said, early, because they're the ones that have posted some videos so far, and they are giving it very glowing reviews.
Really?
Like, this is actually really good.
It doesn't sound good to me.
It says it's, you know, got dehydrated garlic and onion flecked with poppy seeds and, you know, some other stuff that everything bagel has. And it's just all there mixed in with the mac, which leads me to my like sort of next rant about this. When we're coming up with new flavors, like, this ain't a new flavor. Everything bagel, everybody has made something now, like, oh, this is the everything bagel version of this salad. Oh, this is the everything bagel version. We've done that. How about come up with your own dang new flavor?
I'm not mad at that, because it's still kind of new.
Right, but like, I don't know. To me, it lacks a little bit of creativity. Like, we should be creating new flavors. This to me is like Hollywood. Let's just go back and remake. You know what we should do? Gladiator 2.
Just like
we
new
did Gladiator
combos.
1. Like, come up with a whole new idea. Come up with some new mac and cheese that, like, dude, we don't even know what to name this flavor. It's a new flavor we created. It's great. But instead, we're like, what have we done? Spicy, people have done that. Everything bagel? Yeah, let's do everything bagel. Like,
this is...
Come up with something new!
How do you guys feel about this? Unrelated to your mac and cheese, Graham, but still really exciting news. And I hope it's real. The pickle hot Cheetos?
Blue.
Wait, blue. What?
I have not seen anything
you
about
haven't?
That.
Are
I'm
those
here.
Out?
I'm no, here
no,
for
no.
it.
Not out, but I did see it on Instagram.
Is it for a limited time and you
dill
have to order
pickle,
between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. only if you live in the East Coast and are within 10 miles of
coming
Walmart?
Coming early 2025.
I had some hot Cheetos last night, and it just reminded me of how much I love them.
Major nostalgia alert.
Yeah, nostalgia alert. All right, it's Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. That is us on a Wednesday, Thanksgiving Junior.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a thing, but
yeah,
sure.
It's not. I meant to say Thanksgiving Eve. I don't know why Junior came out. I'm
like
sorry.
Junior. That's
okay.
Nice.
But it just doesn't make sense. It's not like this is a mini Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm not eating a mini. I'm not
right.
eating
a doesn't make sense
mini
here.
Turkey plate
anyway,
today.
Anyway, so we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, did you guys see the video? I know people are going to be like, pew, 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 old story, but put your pew, pew, pew cannons back in your trousers for a minute, because did you guys see the video of the single mom? She's semi-local, I think maybe Sacramento area. She passed the bar on her very first try.
Wow.
Nice.
Did you see this video?
No.
Okay, go look it up, because this mom, not like this second, but when you have a chance, you know, not when you're driving right now listening, go look up this video and just tell me that you don't like fog up, because I
did
like,
you?
I definitely fogged up. You guys give me crap all the time. Like, you didn't cry
yeah,
during that
you
movie.
You never cry.
This one, I did get kind of overwhelmed with emotions, because it's like she's filming herself looking up the results from the bar exam, and her kids are standing there, and they're already emotional, just like waiting for the results. And then the results come in, and she's like genuinely so shocked and happy that she won. And then everybody, I mean, it is one big ugly cry. And I'm telling you, if you can hold back a tear right there, props to you, because I definitely fogged up a little bit. It was just like such a cool, cool moment. Her name is Rihanna Gordon. And she talks a lot in interviews that I've seen with her about like what a struggle it was to put herself through law school. She's a single mom of a 12 and 10-year-old. And we know how hard the California bar is.
Right.
And she went to UC Davis and she graduated their law program and aww, then passed the bar in her first try, which like that to me is incredible. But to be able to do that as a single mom, you're just like,
good
I'm just
for her.
Blown away by this story. Now to my real, the real reason I brought this up. Why couldn't Kim Kardashian pass the bar? Single mom. Same sort of a scenario, except like limitless wealth, could have any tutoring she wants. Her kids.
That's a
she doesn't have to work
question.
Multiple jobs to take care of her kids at the same time.
Jess, you brought up someone else who passed, and I saw the same story. This was late last week. A 17-year-old
yep.
made history.
Whoa.
From like Visalia or something like that. She passed the bar. She's the youngest person to do it, I think. I don't know if that's California or the entire country, but she beat or stole that record from her brother, who also passed mm-hmm.
yeah.
the bar. And so you're doing this at 17, and Kim, it's been like how many years? And she just posted a picture last week of her studying.
Still?
Like she's still studying.
She hasn't given this thing up?
No. And I'm glad, like, don't give up. If that's what you want to do, do it. But what is taking so long?
Agreed.
You know, just
agreed.
Ask
it. Do you think she has taken it and not passed and not posted it?
Possibly.
Because you're not going to post. If
I
you were her, you're
that.
Going to control your image and not going to post that you failed. Because imagine you do it the next time
yeah.
and again.
Yeah.
And it does take some people multiple tries to be able to do it. The California bar, notoriously one of the hardest, if not the hardest in the entire country to pass. There's no way she posts that, this is my fourth time taking the bar.
No.
I wonder if she's tried and
you know, I
failed.
Wouldn't put that past her, because I feel like there was a time where she wasn't working on it. She was, you know, air quotes, focusing on other things, the uh-huh. kids, Kanye, all that yep. type of stuff. So maybe that's when she was failing and just didn't want to say anything.
They say during this round that Rihanna Gordon took hers, this woman that passed, single mom that passed it on her first try, and that video of her reacting to it went viral. They say during, I guess they only do the bar twice a year, biannual. It says only 58% of people that took it passed during the
wow.
thing. So that's, I mean, again, watch the video. If you could not tear up just a little bit, I'm impressed.
Love that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Selena, you mentioned that you are taking off and flying to Boston for
yep.
the Thanksgiving holiday, which is good news for you. Bad news if you are a line jumper and you're flying on American Airlines. They are deploying new technology to shame passengers who try to board flights ahead of their designated boarding group. Let me ask, we'll stop there and ask, are you one of those people, Selena?
I've only done it on accident.
Sure,
Because I didn't hear the boarding group, and I just saw not a lot of people left behind.
I don't know how to read the difference between boarding group 3 and boarding group 4.
But you don't hear what's being announced, or you run to the bathroom, you come back, and you're like, I don't know where we are. And so I've done it. I haven't cut the line, but I get in line, and they're like, hey, it's not your group yet, and they send me back.
Oh, so you do get shamed. Yeah, a lot of times they just wave you right on through regardless. You get a dirty look from some people. Jess, what kind of person are you? Stay in your boarding group, or, hey, you see an opportunity to squeeze in with the boarding group in front of you? Are you taking it?
I'm the type of person that I'll get up and I'll stand right next to the people that are in line, but I won't get in line right away. But I want to be first once my group is called.
That's annoying.
Yeah, you annoy
me. Yeah, I know. I know.
Do you also stand up when the plane lands?
Oh, no.
Oh, don't do that.
You seem like that tight.
I want to stop.
Wow.
Wow, the shame. All right, well, American Airlines says they are rolling out this new tech when you go to scan your boarding pass. If it is not currently your boarding group, it's going to sound an alert, and then that's going to alert that gate agent that your boarding pass is for a group that is yet to be seated, and they're going to advise you of that and turn you around and send you back. And they will invite the ticket holder to rejoin the boarding queue when your group is being seated.
Yeah, I feel like other airlines already do this, right?
I don't know, because I'm a rule follower and I don't ever jump out of the boarding group. Also, the one thing I've never understood about the stress of all this, and people like Jess are standing up, let me be the first one in the boarding group. What for? I have an assigned seat, unless it's Southwest, but which they're doing away with at some point soon.
Yeah,
they're going back to seating. Because I have a seat. What do I care?
You know why? Because
what do I got to race on the plane? Someone's going to be in my seat?
You
no.
Don't have a seat.
I'll tell you why. Even when the seating is assigned, I still get anxiety going on the flight because I need still put my baggage up in the overhead bin, and I'm afraid there's not going to be room, and I don't want a lot of people on the flight staring at me as I'm struggling to get it up there because I'm so short. It's hard for me to reach. I can't find a spot.
I literally
get anxiety boarding flights for that reason.
I just have never I get the rush is oftentimes you want to get a place for your bag. The thing that I have always found, though, is that they're like, the majority of the time, every flight's full, right? They're always like, our flight is full. Yep. It's way overbooked. If you have a carry-on, we'll gate check it here. Hell yeah, take my bag. They gate check it and you walk off the plane, they hand it right back to you. Why are people so scared of this? No, I got to get my spot in the overhead bin. No, hand it to that dude. He'll take it and he gives it right back to you and get off.
Because you have to wait at baggage claim to get it back.
No, not if you, a lot of times if you gate check, they'll put the bags right there on the ramp. Sometimes you walk off.
That has never happened to me.
Grab your
bag
and
go. When I give them my bag, I have to wait at baggage claim, and I ain't got time for that. That's why.
I also think that waiting at the checked bag, and people are like, no, I don't have time. Like, what did it save you, 10 minutes? Like, I don't know. Every time the last few times I've flown, by the time I'm finally got off the dang plane, I don't know why it takes so long for everyone to stand up and walk off a plane, but that process takes way too long. By the time I've gotten through there and then made my way through some maze of an airport down to the baggage thing, the carousel starts and my bag's rolling out right there. Like, what was the big hassle?
I've had other experiences where it takes forever. Mm-hmm. For bags to come out. Plus, and I got the kids and I'm waiting around. I don't have the time or
energy
for that.
Plus the check bags, you can put bottles of booze in there, all kinds of, you don't have to, make sure you have a 2.6 ounce bottle of moisturizer. You got to throw that away. Like, you don't have to worry about any of that crap.
That's true. That
but
part
the fees,
I do like.
When they charge you for the check bag,
since
then
we're talking
I'm out.
About flights, I did see something that an influencer did mid-flight. I want to know if you guys, how you would react to this if you saw this on your plane. I'm going to share that with you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. Happy Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So excited for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Oh my God, I can just like taste it now. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about traveling because obviously a lot of people doing traveling this week. I'm getting ready to catch a flight right after this show, actually going to Boston. We were talking about airlines. What was it, Graham?
American Airlines updating their boarding procedure so that if you try to board outside of your boarding group, you're gonna hit with a and the gate agent's gonna be like,
so beware.
Yep.
If you're a jumper like that. But I did see a video of a fitness influencer who mid-flight started working out in the aisle.
I'll slap you.
Are you serious?
Because she's got to maintain her physique. You know, she's on a schedule. She starts working out. She's doing lunges, like all types of stuff.
No. I'm annoyed.
And everyone around here is just like trying to sleep.
I'm annoyed even if you're just taking a walk around the plane. Are you guys those kinds of people that get up and walk around the plane on a really long flight? That bugs me too. Because they just, People just walk around like looking as if they're looking at the sights. Like, there's nothing to see. We're all crammed into a tin can in the sky. Yeah. Sit down in your seat and shut up.
Once I sit, I don't get up until the plane lands.
Same. Me either.
Same.
How about people that stand just to stretch their legs? Is that okay?
That bugs me because if you're right next to me, I'm getting stale butt right at nose level.
Oh, that's true.
And like you stand there and then you're talking to the person that you know near
Ew.
You. And then I have to just sit there and look Ew. At the back of your stale Dockers, you know? It's like those khakis that are all
crunchy.
They're all crunchy in the back.
That's so gross.
It's gross. I don't need that.
Ew, that's disgusting. All right, enough of that. Let's get you in a mix with Magic Matt. It's Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. Graham, what do you have?
I want to talk about this advice column. Is that what we're still calling them? Do people still call them an advice column? People
yeah,
like write
so.
In with their problems.
Yeah.
Again, surprised I don't just have a podcast. Put it on my podcast. This should be a podcast. This guy writes, now listen to this. My divorce took a turn when my spouse demanded half the value of our apartment. The problem was we didn't actually own it. Now, he goes on to say, and I don't know how this doesn't ever come up, but she moved in with him and she just always assumed that he owned his apartment.
Oh.
And he's like, how in the world does she think I could even afford to own this two-bedroom apartment that's right in the center of the city? Like, what? He thought she just knew
wow.
that they were renting. And she thought, hey, my man owns this place. And I guess they never talked about it. I don't know. They couldn't have been
okay.
married for that long. But I did want to ask you guys this situation because obviously this divorce has gotten messier now that she's not getting half of something that she thought she was. And she's very, very upset about this and upset about the deception. But he's saying, like, she should have known. I don't have this kind of money to buy this place. Would you, well, one, if you found out, not you're not going through a divorce. This is the person you are with now. Jess,
okay.
you're in a long-term relationship. Selena, you are married.
Yep.
Let's just say that you just found out that the place you were living that you thought was owned by your man, he just never really let you know that he's been renting it this entire time and he does not own it. Would you break up with him, Selena?
No.
But would you be upset?
I mean, I wouldn't be upset if I never asked mm-hmm. him. Like, wouldn't you? Isn't that something you would ask?
It's just so surprising that that would have never come up.
Maybe.
Like, that the conversation
like,
would never.
Right. If anything, I think I would be more upset that.
But let's just say he's
I'd
been
be
deceptive about it the whole time. And, like, essentially it's been a lie.
No,
like,
so,
he's never shot down when you're talking about, like, oh, my man owns this great two-bedroom, you know, apartment. It's beautiful. And he never corrects you. He's just like, lets you pile
well,
on
the praise.
Well, if that's
the case, then yeah, I'd be upset. I don't think break up, though. Because you never asked. I think I'd be more mad at myself for just assuming.
Okay, well, what if he flat out lied about
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
if he lied,
did?
That's different. Because, yes.
But it's not cheating.
Why are you lying?
He just didn't tell you that he doesn't
I
own
just,
the place.
Yeah, I just...
It would have to be a really good reason for lying about it.
Jess,
but
well, let's just say he was worried that you were going to break up with him and he just wanted you, you know, to be proud of him and
yeah.
that he's bought this and worked hard. But really, he's just a renter. Jess, would you break up with your man? And he's lied to you about it.
Has he lied? Is that the only thing he's lied about?
Well, that you know of right now.
Yeah.
And the other 10 women,
there's
that's
no telling.
You're not going to find that out till later.
I don't think I would break up with him over that. I don't think I could.
What level of upset would you be? Because this is a pretty big deception.
I think level 10 level. Upset.
High level upset.
Yeah.
Like
level 10 on a scale of how many to 10?
I think so.
Wow. So you're like at nuclear war. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think, because especially if it's an apartment that I like I'm not going to leave you because I want to live there still.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sounds
it's not like you're getting kicked out.
Sounds like it's a prime location. Sounds kind of nice.
Now you can actually call the landlord to fix stuff. He's like, oh, thank God. She didn't break up with me.
He's
someone
been
else
paying
can
for
do
everything.
This stuff.
What about you, Graham? Is that a deal breaker?
I don't think it's a deal breaker, but it would be like shocking, beyond shocking. Of all the things you're going to lie about, like this
like
is
that,
the,
and
like, this
doesn't
is the
even
thing,
matter.
Then you would call into question
mm-hmm.
all other aspects of your relationship, because like if that part's not real, what else isn't real?
That's I can see a
lot
yeah.
of red flags there.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a sweet place. I'm not moving out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the base number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday, Jess.
You guys, Max, they are now joining everybody else. And they are going to be cracking down on password sharing. Do you guys have this platform?
I did by accident.
Okay.
I just...
You got drunk and subscribed?
No, I think I used it before to watch Euphoria.
Okay.
Maybe. And I've been paying this for like years.
Whoops. No.
I just canceled my subscription like literally last week.
And you know they're going to put some show in there like right after you did that.
Then
you're like,
have to get it back.
Oh, I got to sign up for a free trial. Like, you've had that for 2 years.
I was also paying for Peacock.
Oh my.
And I canceled my subscription to that one as well. Like, I had all these streaming services that no one cares about, and I was just paying on them forever.
And did you have the ad free? Because those are pricey.
I don't think so. I think it had ads.
Oh, okay.
But still.
That's a nice little digital cleanup you were doing there. You find some extra money a month when you're paying for stuff that you don't use, like a gym membership.
Yeah.
Are you still paying for that?
Yep.
Come on. Are you serious?
Because this is going to be the month that I go back, but I've been saying that for the last year and a half.
Just cancel it.
No, because I'm finally almost done with this house, and I am going to start going to the gym again.
God.
And once I'm not one of these people that are like, oh, I'm going to start working out again, bro. You'll see. Like, I actually, like my entire adult life, like I work out, except this time that I've been building a house.
Oh.
But I thought I was going to be done with the house a lot longer ago. So I was like, yeah, I don't need to cancel this membership. I'm going to be going again soon. And you know, building and remodeling, it just takes way longer than you think.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
So now if I cancel the membership, then I'm going to reactivate it 2 months. It's going to save me like 1 month worth of things. So at this point, just pay it all the way through. And I'm going to have to go like double days all the way through 2027 to get my money's worth.
Are you
actually going to do that?
No, but I'm going to start going at a frequency that makes it at least feel better that I paid for 2 years that I didn't go.
But the longer you stay with them, the more money you're losing.
Yeah, but what am I going to do? Work out at home in my garage? I can't do that.
Well, you haven't
been
doing it at all, though, so might as well save some of that money.
And then just never go to the gym ever again? No, I'm pot committed at this point.
Yeah, it's too late.
They have all thousands of my dollars. Now I have to go just out of spite.
That bothers me so much.
Max is going to be cracking down on password sharing.
Yep.
Jess, do you use this?
I have Max.
Like, what do you watch on Max?
Yeah, what's on there?
Max has some good shows. Not any that I can think of off the top of my head right now.
Oh, okay.
But... you're judging me for a membership for something you don't use. You've got the same thing going. Now you got to watch two shows a day from here through 2027 and get your money's worth.
Dang it.
All right, next here on the JV Show. It's a big day for those of you in Pleasanton. I'll explain why next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. Happy Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, any plans to maybe see Wicked over the Thanksgiving break or over the weekend?
I'm not going to rule it out. My kids love going to the movies. Like, and that's something we all enjoy doing together. And I never thought that I would have fun going to see like kids' movies. And I'm not saying Wicked's a kids' movie, but you know, it's like a family, you know, I think it's a family thing. So I think they would like it.
I think you should. People are going nuts over like the Wicked merch, the popcorn buckets and all that stuff.
Always,
they're being resold on eBay for like $200.
Why?
$195. I will never understand it. Even like a topper cup. I don't know what that is. A Glinda topper cup being sold for $80.
Do these things...
A witch hat cup.
We see the value like go crazy in these things when they first happen. I mean, people were selling... Remember when BTS and somebody like did a collab with McDonald's and people were like, oh, I'm selling the sweet and sour sauce from the BTS meal and I'm selling it for $200. Like, people were buying this stuff. Where's the market at now? Like, fast forward a year or two. Can you turn around and resell that for any money?
No.
I think it's worth zero.
No one cares.
I think all this stuff is worth absolutely zero.
Thank
like, this
you.
Is the wrapper from my BTS meal at McDonald's. $200. Yeah, let me buy that. And then 2 years later, like, tell me that thing is worth. If that thing's worth more than 5 cents, I'm shocked.
Yeah, but
unless
also
it's
the people,
signed by the artist.
Yeah, but also the people buying it, I don't think they're buying it to resell it in the future. They literally are just obsessed.
Just to keep it?
Mm-hmm.
Just like...
I don't get it.
Sticking on their wall, their Glinda...
The,
what's her name? What's the witch?
Glinda. Oh, no.
Glinda? Glinda.
Glinda is Ariana's character. She's not
Glinda.
She's not a witch.
Got it.
Elphaba.
Elphaba's the,
yeah,
the
well,
witch.
Bless you. What did you just say?
Bless you.
Whoa. Okay. I don't know what that is.
The other thing I want to talk about really quick is congratulations, Pleasanton. Your Costco opens today.
Oh, that's right.
Bro, people were camped out since last week. When it was raining and it was storming, people were outside lined up to
in
be the,
storm
the first.
Four?
Yes, to be among the first customers.
What do they get for free?
Well, it's the same thing like in, like, remember this happened in Napa.
The Napa
they just want to be there because they get like really good deals on some of the.
Yeah, you're buying some like
some
really
of the bottles
rare
there.
Bottles. I think there's a lot of bottles of like bourbon and stuff that you're buying at retail price and you can turn around and sell them for like thousands more. I still don't know. Stormageddon 4 rolled through and you're camping out there in a flood just to get in there. At some point, you're just like, this ain't worth it. Although if you'd made it several days, then you're like, I can't quit now.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you're just going to walk away halfway through?
Yeah. I mean, thank God it opens today, not after tomorrow. Because would you miss Thanksgiving to stand in line at Costco?
Yeah, I wonder what.
You
know, people still would. And they'll be like, remember that year we had our Thanksgiving meal out in front of the Pleasanton Costco? Yeah. Oh, it was the best.
Bro, they had like tents and air mattresses out there. Like,
I will never.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I will never understand it. Count me out.
But the wait is over. It's now open.
I still haven't been to the Napa Costco. I hear it's great.
Oh my God.
That's all my list of things
to do.
It's
been like a month.
But then, like, it was super busy when it first opened, and now I don't want to go Thanksgiving week. It's going to be so packed this week.
True.
And I don't want to go on Black Friday, packed again, so when am I going to go?
Next year?
Next week sometime. Maybe next year, yeah.
Maybe after the new year. Yeah. We'll see. Next on the JV Show, you want to talk about one of your favorite holidays, Graham?
Sure.
Brown Friday?
Uh-huh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, we have Black Friday. But there's a new holiday you're celebrating, Graham?
Brown Friday.
Brown Friday.
You guys remember Brown Friday. This is the plumbing nightmare day. They see a huge uptick in emergency plumbing calls the day after Thanksgiving. So plumbers refer to it as Brown
Friday. That's so gross.
You know, you have a lot of people over for the holidays. Everybody is eating. Your bathroom's getting a lot more use, particularly people that are on a septic system or whatever. That thing fills up real quick. It starts spilling over. Next thing you know, your bathtubs are filling up with you know what.
Yes.
That does happen. Yuck.
That's disgusting.
All right. I saw this article, though, about the most clogged U.S. cities, they say. They're revealing this based on past year's data, and at numero uno in the entire country, Los Angeles, the clogged capital of the United States.
That is so
embarrassing.
Imagine if it would have said like Napa or Hayward or San Mateo.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Any theories as to why LA? They say they get a 37% increase, big surge. No. Scratch that. Plumbing-related searches surged by 73%. I had my numbers backwards there on Brown Friday.
Do you think it's because there's more people?
But see, the reason why that doesn't make sense to me is because I feel like everybody in LA is on Ozempic. Is that the reason? Or is it because I feel like they're eating less?
All they eat is like salads.
Exactly.
Too.
So I'm like,
no,
why?
See, you're thinking about like Hollywood. You're thinking about a tiny little fraction of LA. I mean, LA, like the entire metro area is like 10 million people or whatever. And I'll tell you what they got: aging infrastructure, bad pipes, basically, and a lot of burritos. And
yes,
dude, you mix those things together, and next thing you know, Brown Friday takes over.
Right?
Yeah, LA number one on this list. Miami number two. Nashville number three. Now back to California. Sacramento number four on the list.
Wow, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. You're gross. You're
and
sick.
Then right after that, Hayward
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But Sacramento, the state capital of clogged pipes.
Okay, hear me out because you mentioned burritos.
Yeah,
Graham, hear me out.
Okay,
Thanksgiving leftovers.
Uh huh.
In a burrito.
I'm out. I think sandwich I can get behind.
Yeah, leftover sandwiches are second to none. Best thing you can make.
I don't know about
burrito, though. In a burrito, wrap it all in a burrito?
Mm-hmm.
It's the tortilla that's throwing me. It almost feels like a tortilla is not the proper like taste vessel for that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm down to try it. I love me a burrito, and I love Thanksgiving, so why not?
And you know me, I like to mush all the Thanksgiving foods together for the perfect bite, which is a percentage of each piece of your plate into one fork. And now if you mix it in a burrito, you're getting that.
Try it.
I'm here for it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So we were just talking about Brown Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just recap what that is really quick, Graham?
It's the day after Thanksgiving when plumbers see a large uptick in the number of service calls they get because everybody clogs the toilet after Thanksgiving
meal. Everyone's eating so much.
So it's not Black Friday, it's really Brown Friday.
Okay, well, this explains it. I just saw this article. Researchers at Levity, I don't really know what that is, but they did a survey to see like how much food people are planning to eat or how many calories, I should say, that they plan on consuming. They talked to 1,000 people. The average was just over 2,000 calories.
Just in that one
Thanksgiving meal.
I believe it.
14% were planning on at least 3,000 calories.
What?
4% of people bragged that they are expecting to consume at least 5,000 calories.
Do people really know, though? I ate an obscene amount of food at my family's Thanksgiving this past Saturday. I ate a lot, and I ate two plates. The first plate was huge,
though. Oh, my God, you monster.
The second plate was, like, medium size, maybe about half what the first plate was. The first plate was huge. I have no idea. If you told me that was 3,000 calories, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Sounds
if you told
more
me
like
it was 2,000, if you told me it was 2,000 calories, I'd be like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I guess how do you know? I don't know how many calories are in my ham.
No idea.
Or like, turkey.
I guess you weigh things before you eat them. But who's doing that?
Who's doing that on Thanksgiving?
That doesn't, weight of food doesn't tell you caloric quantity because mashed potatoes could weigh one thing that are cooked like in a very healthy way. I mean, not there aren't that many super healthy ways, but there's other ways where you have like 10 sticks of butter in there. And there's going to be a lot more calories in the version that has 10 sticks of butter in it. You know, I'm just... There could be the caloric content of food can change. The weight doesn't necessarily tell you that. So I just don't know how you know. They must have to base it on like you eat two scoops of stuffing and on average it has this many calories. The turkey has this many.
Do you guys want to do a weigh off? Not to give our weight out, but if we weighed ourselves before we ate and then after and just see like how much we gained, if we gained anything.
I mean, I know I gained
like
a couple
the day before,
like
tomorrow, like day of.
Yeah, you got to weigh in ahead of time.
But we don't have to give our weight. Like, you don't have to say how much you weigh, but just like the difference.
See if
like
you'd
how much
actually.
Gained.
Yeah, I'm game. I know I gained a couple from this past weekend,
you think
so? But this past weekend I had the Thanksgiving meal, but I also had 2 days of like drinking and just eating and lots
Ooh,
of desserts.
That sounds
anyways,
like fun.
It was a great time.
By the way, I Googled it. Apparently, some digital food skills do tell you like calories, carbs, fiber, sodium, blah, 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 blah.
How would it know?
Doesn't that have to be an estimation?
It just knows.
Because they don't know.
Thank you.
Caloric content of fat calories is different than sugar calories is different than, you know.
There's no way it would know.
It's got to be making a guess, right?
Yeah.
I think.
I guess that's as close as we can get, really.
Well, it's like those smart scales where you just stand on it and it tells you your water intake and all this other stuff. I'm like, how does it know?
I'm like, you're just guessing.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
You don't know that. The only way that they can really, I always, as I understood, the way that they could tell like your percentage of body fat, because I did this at a health class in college, they have to weigh you underwater because fat buoyancy is different than muscle, you know, buoyancy. And then they weighing you underwater is the only way they can like really give a there may be some other
That's
methods
weird.
Now with some weird digital scan stuff, but like that was the most accurate way to give you your percent body fat. They can estimate by like, you know, pinching your side and there's some other ways like that. But the real way was like, here's how much you weigh on land, here's how much you weigh underwater, and then they could tell, you know, based on bone, muscle, and fat density or whatever.
That's doing too much.
I had a pretty good number. I was like, yeah, I'm only however many 8% body fat. Yeah.
Whoa,
or whatever it was.
Like your BMI.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what it was, but whatever it was, I was on the scale of like the dang dude, you're hella ripped.
All right. Next on the JV show, don't judge me, but I do want to talk about Cher.
What?
It's something really interesting. Trust me, you're going to like it. Okay, it's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So I saw this story a couple days ago and I was going like back and forth. Do we talk about it? Because it is Cher and who gives a fart? But I still think it's really interesting. So we're going to talk about it because I'm just a little confused.
Got it.
So she has this new memoir out, right? I know you guys are like dying to read it, right?
Of course.
People still putting out memoirs. I thought people put podcasts instead of a memoir. I got a podcast.
Yeah, podcast. This is Cher's old school. So she has a new memoir called Cher the Memoir Part 1.
Oh,
are you supposed
God.
To like,
how many is there going to be?
You're supposed to share it. Share the memoir.
Share it,
like share this with your friends after you're done reading it, which you never will because it's boring. It's only part one.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
In this, she talked about losing her V card for revenge when she was 14 years old. And let me just explain because you're like revenge.
Yeah. Let me ask the first question, huh?
So she was talking to this neighborhood boy, and she says that they would like kiss all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And she liked him, but he would act different around his friends. Like if it was just the two of them. He was really cool and he seemed really into her, but once his friends came around, he was like uninterested.
Red
he was
flag.
Like embarrassed by her. And one time
teenage dating.
Yeah.
That happens.
And then one time his friends referred to Cher as that kid.
Oh.
So maybe he was a little older, I don't know. Yeah. But one day they were gonna like go to a restaurant and his friends are like, are you bringing that kid along? And no, she was like uninvited. Like she got ditched that day. So for revenge, she decided to sleep with him.
Ha! Take that!
Yeah. So I'm just a little confused.
Wait, what?
She said, look, I didn't want to do it up until this point. If I did want to do it, I would have done it one of the other 500 times he was like begging or asking to. But all of a sudden, things changed. She wanted to get revenge, so she did that by sleeping with him.
Showed him. Take that.
I thought you were going to say she got revenge by sleeping with somebody else.
Yeah, no, a friend.
She gave
or
him
dumping
exactly
him
what he
or...
wanted as revenge, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, why are we rewarding that behavior?
Yeah.
She said afterwards, I asked him, is that it? Are we finished? Then I told him to go home and never come back. She says in her book, I wanted him to feel just as dismissed as he'd made me feel. And then she even said that she believes she got the last laugh because he tried to win her back after that, but she never spoke to him again. Who really won here?
Well, she sort of won because she didn't get to dismiss him, but he won first. And in a guy's mind at that age, like...
That's all you want.
Sorry. He already chalked up the W and has moved on and went to go tell his boys about it. Or maybe he didn't.
Chopped up
the
W or chopped up the V?
Yeah, both.
Both.
Yeah, I don't quite follow the logic
me
here.
Me either.
There's ways to like get the revenge. You could have been like, come over. Yes, I do want to hook up with you.
And then ghost him.
And then take off all your clothes and then you grab him and then run out and leave him naked.
Yeah.
You know, or something like...
That would have been better
revenge. I don't quite follow the, I don't totally follow her logic here, but, you know, share logic, I guess.
Sure. Any interest in finding out more of what she talked about in this memoir now that you know this?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm shocked that Cher's still relevant. Is she relevant?
No.
Well, kind of. You're talking about it right now on the JV show.
And like I said, I was very conflicted. I've been sitting on this for a couple of days. Didn't know if we should talk about it or not, but it was just too... interesting to not.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Anyways.
Got it. How old is Cher, by the way?
Back to current events.
Can someone just tell me?
How old is Cher?
Because I'm curious. She's got to be north of 70, right?
Definitely.
I'm going to guess 73.
She's 78.
Oh.
78?
78 years old, yeah.
And how old's her boyfriend? Like, he's like 21,
right? He's in his 30s.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I believe. This is Amber Rose's ex.
See, that's the revenge right there. Where's the other guy? What is he doing?
He's 90 right now. That dude's 90.
Yeah, her man, A.E., is 38 years old.
What in the... I needed more explanation about that.
Wow. Like,
is it for the money? That's what happens...
When
we usually see that wide of an age gap and the genders are you know, reversed and it's a guy dating very young.
I did wonder that. I saw another report about how her man inspired her to make new music. Like, of course he would. So you can make him some more money. Like, you're his sugar mama at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. That gives me the creeps. The whole thing.
A little bit.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Wednesday. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I cannot believe tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I'm so excited.
I know. It's almost here.
I can't wait. All right. Jess, what do you have?
So etiquette experts are calling out some rude behavior that you bring to Thanksgiving dinner. So let's talk about this. Let's see if you guys do any of these. One of the big no-nos they say is uninvited guests. How do you guys feel about that? Because it's Thanksgiving. Isn't everybody welcome?
It's a no.
Really?
Wow.
You can't bring somebody that's not invited. You can ask ahead of time, hey, can I bring someone? And then they should say,
okay,
there's plenty of food for everyone. You can't just show up with somebody with a plus one or somebody else that unannounced that you didn't tell.
Okay, I can see that. I would ask ahead. But it'd be weird to say no. Like, you have to know just to be like, yeah.
That's true.
Right?
I've seen the no happen before.
Really? Like, with who?
Well, you know, putting on Thanksgiving costs a lot of money. And there's only a certain, you know, it's very un-Thanksgiving-like, but I'm just saying I have seen it. Like, hey, can so-and-so come? Like, nah, we really only have room for this many people. I've seen the turn away happen before.
Wow.
I can't imagine my family saying no to anyone.
Yeah.
But I would give them a heads up, like, hey, like, I'm going to be with this person. Is it cool if they come?
It's not my thanks. Oh. It's not my family.
For my family, the more the merrier. And if you like to eat, even better. But
not wow. Like, it's not my family that did it is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, were you turned down?
I've seen it happen before.
Okay. Yeah, were you the one that was banned?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just saying it's not my family that's turned somebody away. Just so we're clear.
Because that
sounded very judgy.
Yeah,
it was not my family.
Okay, we're all welcome at the Herbert household.
Yes,
okay.
I have, but I'm just saying I have seen that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
Good. A few other things on the list of things that are rude to do at the Thanksgiving table. Using your cell phone. I feel like this one's not as strict. At least
everyone has their phone out. Not like we're all like actively like using it, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. Not during Thanksgiving dinner.
Really?
No way. I had Thanksgiving last weekend. If somebody was sitting there on their phone at that dinner, I would have said something.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I think it'd be weird if we were just sitting there scrolling, but if I need to like text or I'm responding to somebody or if I'm taking
pictures. All your family's right there.
Yeah, posting to Instagram.
Yeah.
All your family's right there. What do you need your phone out for?
Instagram.
Yeah, for Instagram.
There should be no phone. There should be no phone on the Thanksgiving table.
I do not agree with that.
Wow.
That's just weird to me. Everyone just buried in their phone when you could be talking to your family that you only get to see once a year. Like, weird.
I see my family more than that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, stop getting the little loophole. I see my family more than that. I see him twice. To me, it's rude. Like, I think it's incredibly rude, particularly at, like, Thanksgiving dinner is different. If it's just your weeknight dinner with your family, yes, I get it. We all see our family more. Some people only see their family once a year. But if it's just a regular old family dinner, fine. Have your phone out.
Okay.
Thanksgiving dinner is a special meal in my mind. No phone.
I'm glad my family's not like that because we're like showing each other funny videos. We're like, look at this meme. We're posting to our story.
But don't you do that before the meal or after the meal? How about when you sit down
the entire time we're there. It's not like we don't all like sit down at once in a circle and like talk to each other and take turns and say what we're thankful for.
The art
it's
of
like,
conversation yeah. at
it's
a dinner
like the
table
entire
is
house
gone.
Is just filled with people and everyone is just wherever
eating
they
and drinking yeah. wherever they're at. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Oh,
more
so you
casual,
guys don't sit down at a table and eat.
There's too many of us. No, it's just like it's a lot more casual, I guess.
Got it. No, we sit yeah. down at a table on Thanksgiving.
See, that's nice. I've always wanted that.
Like it's really not that hard. You just sit at a table. You just there's these things called chairs, and they have these things called tables. You just sit at them.
For the record, we're not standing eating. There are tables, and we sit, but we're just kind of all over the place, just so you know.
All right. Can we do one more?
Interesting. Yes.
Okay. What about criticizing the food or just saying anything? Saying you don't like anything. Will you guys do this?
In my head. Or only to my cool cousins.
Okay, Graham.
I'm surprised you guys aren't all for this. You guys are all for, you know, cell phones at the table.
Why are you being, you're like so defensive about these
no,
things
No, I'm not
right
defensive
now.
About it. I'm just like, I'm more like shocked that like you guys are taken aback that like Thanksgiving,
that
people treat Thanksgiving like a nice dining experience. So that's why I'm like shocked that like you guys aren't all for this.
But I think it's because your family does Thanksgiving a different way. If my family did a huge Thanksgiving dinner and everybody sits down at the table at once, then I think we would have those same rules, but because everybody kind of eats whenever they want, then it's
so you
different.
Guys don't have any family. Do you guys ever have like a Christmas dinner? I'm just curious, like, or is everything just more like, see, are there any moments where you sit down with your family, like sit at a table, like, and this is the,
not
this
like,
is like the dinner, like Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner. I guess so those are probably the two throughout the
so,
year.
So yes and no, but mm-hmm. it's like, we have like our Christmas Eve, like party.
Okay.
But it's like the food's there. Like when you come, you eat when mm-hmm. you want to and you don't when you don't want to. And if you want to, you just, it's not like nobody eat until dinner starts. And then we all sit down at 7 o'clock on the dot and now we, it's not like mm-hmm. that. It's like a lot more just.
Interesting.
Flowy, yeah. Just, and it's not everybody that shows up to the party eat. Yeah. Like Selena said, eating at once. Maybe I'll eat with my immediate family and that way, you know, my mom, stepdad, me, like brother can all have our own little thing. But then as a whole, that doesn't work.
This is one of the strangest things I've ever heard.
Well, we think your family's strange.
I mean, only like every movie or every TV show, they all sit down at a table and eat Thanksgiving or Christmas
yeah,
dinner together.
I
didn't think
that
was
just like on TV.
But
like,
I didn't
no
think that
one
was like such
like
an outlier yeah. thing.
We don't this have a big enough table for that.
Well, we use cheap ass folding tables when we have more people. Like literally, sometimes we put a piece of plywood on two sawhorses and then just put a tablecloth over it. It's
really?
Not like it's some fancy ass thing.
I'm
you
picturing
make
a,
you just make
fancy.
A table while you can make a table. You put a tablecloth over anything, it looks nice.
That's true.
True. Yeah. It looks fancy.
Man, I'll invite you guys over for a actual dinner sometime.
No, I feel
you
like
guys
I want to know how to act. No, I don't want to go.
You guys are standing by the kitchen sink eating off a paper plate. I thought, you know, maybe we just sat down for a meal, but I guess not.
No.
Interesting.
Because then we wouldn't be able to post to social media.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.